mention is that we have a meeting set up for May 25th, Tuesday, from 6 to 10 p.m. And anyone can come if they think they're agreed.
I got your letter the other day, and I'll speak to you tonight if we could, okay, before you go. The letter that you dropped off. And also, we received the annual, I put it in everybody's box,
the equalization rate.
Could you explain that? Is it something that could be condensed, or is it?
The equalization rate went up from last year. Last year it was 57.05. Mm-hmm. New York State calculates that based on our sales. So it went up this year, so your full market value. Actually, when the equalization rate goes up, your full market value tends to have the influence shown on that, so that will go down.
Okay.
Right. So, like, if your equalization rate just hypothetically was 50% and you were assessed at 100,000, then you're only assessed for 50%
of that 100,000.
Right. Okay. You're assessed at a partial. A lot of that has to do with, because, like, say the town of Cairo, you have other school districts, and it's for apportionment, so that each town is paying their share.
Their share. Okay. All right. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Stacy, code enforcement?
For the previous month, we issued 24 building permits, performed 41 inspections, issued 9 certificate of compliances, and are investigating 15 complaints.
All right. Thank you. Robert Uzzillia.
For the previous month, I provided background information to Jonathan Donald of Cummins Hollow, who is producing a documentary on Greene County. Conducted a joint interview with Bob Cummings for University of Albany short film on Jack Lake's Diamond about his time spent in Cairo and his relationship with the local people. A copy of this in DVD form is going to be sent to me shortly, and that will be part of the town record. And I'm hoping sometime we can set up a viewing. Also answered several inquiries on local history subjects, including the descendants of Amasa Keith, who was a former town supervisor in the 19th century. Attended the memorial service for Ray Beecher, former Greene County historian, on May 9th at Cedar Grove in Catskill. I'm also serving on a committee appointed by the county legislature to choose a replacement for Ray, which most people know will be a tall task, but we're going to attempt to find someone well-suited for that job. Maintain the town's scrapbook. And also, some will cheer and some will be saddened, but at this stage, due to its deteriorated condition and concerns about safety, a small crew and myself disassembled the Cairo Diner. I've retained a gentleman just on a volunteer basis to make suggestions as far as possibilities at this stage. Possibility of either rebuilding something that would utilize architectural elements that I saved from the building. So I'm going to make a report in the next few months once we get some actual, you know, brick and mortar type numbers and see if, you know, something realistic could be still accomplished. So bottom line is I haven't given up yet.
Okay.
But at any rate, I'll report back on that. And that's about it. Respectfully submitted.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Chris?
For the past month, the police department handled a total of 156 complaints. Of those, 71 were criminal, 82 non-criminal, 5 unclassified. We handled 22 dog complaints, and we assisted the code enforcement with two follow-up complaints. Tuesday night, we did close 5 of the complaints that were before the court. They've been remedied or pled to the code violations, and we currently have 3 more still pending in court on June 2nd. Dog control, we had, again, 22 complaints that we handled over the past month. We did locate the owners of these dogs or issued citations for the dog violations. We currently have 2 dogs in the pound that are up for adoption. They've been there for quite a while. Anyone interested is more than welcome to go up and take a look at them.
Okay. Welcome back. Looking good. Chris, just one question. Ray, we brought it up at the last meeting, painting of the lines. In the past, have you had contact with the company that did that?
Okay, his name is Dennis O'Halloran.
Okay. Could you reach out for him and get a price so we can get that done?
Well, yeah, maybe if you could break it down.
Okay.
All right.
So. Well, we did the street, town hall, and the fire department. That's what we usually strike. So.
Okay. Yeah, if you can make it break it down.
Okay.
Okay.
What are we going to do about the crosswalk signs up by the Mountain Ave light and the school? Or, well, not the school so much, but the main intersection, the county intersection there, mm-hmm. We can't do anything with those, according to Dennis. That's what he said in the past, because it's that tape lines.
Okay.
And once you put paint on them, it just comes right back up. It'll never stay on that tape.
County should do it right over.
Well, that's what we talked about before.
All right. Maybe we can speak to Bill Lawrence and Harry Lennon, see if they can speak to Gary Harvey when they come. Okay.
Well, the county doesn't do their striping until October. All
right, well.
Maybe that's just paint. I don't think the taping anymore. I think that's done with new construction. Because when they did Main Street, that's when they put that stuff down.
Okay. I think that was
the replacement with Riffin.
Okay.
I'll lock
it. All right. All right, very good. Recreation parks, buildings, and grounds.
Well, the park crew has been very, very busy with the grass, trying to get it under control. And later on in the meeting, we'll be setting dates to interview. We advertise for a maintenance person to try to catch up on some of the building works that we have, and we'll be interviewing people in the near future for that position. That's all I have.
Okay, very good. And as far as parks and buildings and grounds, the fountain is up and running. Jake was able to get that working. He worked hard trying to get it done for Memorial Day weekend, so that is up and running. So that's a good thing. He has a temporary pump in there, but it will, he said it'll keep going for the weekend.
Well, I'd also like to mention again, and we mentioned at the last meeting, we gave the American Legion approval to rededicate Veterans Circle at the park. We're going to rename it for a person in the community who passed away recently, Joe Paul. It's going to be renamed on Memorial Day to Joe Paul Memorial Circle, Veterans Circle.
And on that note also, so the public is aware, the parade is Monday, 11 o'clock, steps off at Acre Building in that area there, Karen's Flower Shop, proceeds down Main Street, makes a left into the park, across here from Town Hall, and the ceremony will be down there at 12 o'clock. All right, so if anybody's interested, participate, watch it, or just be down at the park for the ceremony. All right, water and sewer. Kathy?
Okay. I'm happy to report that the hydrant at the town park, the entrance from Mountain Avenue, has been replaced on April 28th and 29th. I did send a letter to Mr. Kors on May 8th. The board has a copy of the letter, and also a copy was sent to Mr. Rapplier. There was a major water leak at 530 Main Street. The leak was repaired on May 13th by a private contractor, and this has given us a considerable reduction in our daily consumption. We've had a number of seasonal customers who are already turned on. And under sewer, I know Joe isn't here tonight, but I don't know if he gave you his report or not. But I would just like to say that the work done by Precision Industrial Maintenance was completed under the direction of Delaware Engineering. Some infiltration was located, some has been repaired, and I believe Mike will give an update on that from Delaware Engineering or Alan later in the evening. And as of our last meeting, we had 5 septic tanks that have been pumped since our last meeting. Okay, and you all have a copy of this, so I will keep this one.
Okay. Very good, thank you. All right, now, with that said, I'd like to go to representatives from Delaware, Alan and Mike, if they could give us an update on our progress.
As Kathy had mentioned, Precision completed cleaning and TV inspection approximately 10,000 linear feet of the sewers between the 1st and 14th of the month. The work was mostly done in the Ross and Grove Street area, the drainage area for pump station number 2, which is down on Main Street near Schindler's Automotive, and then also on the Oak, Cedar, and Birch Street areas. We do have a something of a report for the board. We identified approximately a dozen areas where infiltration was either actively occurring or was likely. They range from settled pipes, bad joints, leaks in manholes, that sort of thing. Dave Jennings with the town was on hand to help with some of that work. And he is also aware, and we'll send him a copy of the report too, where these areas are so that he can further do some repairs on that. Also, I haven't gotten a chance to get a copy of it yet, but we also have 3 DVDs that include recordings of all the inspection work. So
okay.
That'll go with those records.
Okay, good.
Moving on to the work being done up at the wastewater treatment facility. Shoreditch Construction is continuing with the construction of that building. The package filter unit is on site, and they're going to be doing some work this coming week to get that more towards operational state. I do have copies of a change order for the board for that work. The total of the change order is $19,570. Includes a few items. The big ones are the media for the filter, which is originally going to be done by the town, but is now going to be done by Shoreditch. A couple more courses of block work and additional reinforcing that was required for the building, and then also some insulation for the building, too, that kind of got changed.
That was an increase in the insulation, wasn't it?
The insulation, as originally specified, was core insulation, actual foam inserts that went into the cinder blocks themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The pricing on that is awfully high, that we made the decision that it wasn't really worth it. Additionally, to do that extra reinforcing work we wanted to do, we put more vertical reinforcing in the walls themselves, which took up more space that would have been otherwise occupied by insulation. So under this change order, we're going to be putting 2-inch rigid cold insulation on the interior of the building and then covering that with the painted plywood.
Okay. And this is different, the way you have this spelt out, the contract A, B, C, and D. This makes reference to the
Schoniker has all of those. They were originally bid that way, and that's all through him.
Okay.
The only one that's in is Phoenix Electric's contract.
Mm-hmm.
That cleans up a couple of housekeeping things. There's a manhole cover that we had to put in the building. So it was an extra course of block because the building dimensions were a little bit different when we actually got out there and got up to the top. We were taking it off the plans rather than going out in the field measuring it. Mm-hmm. It was important. Another course of block taller to make it match the existing roof had to be put in. And the roofing, there's an item there. The roofing along the side that we're tying in the garage, he had put in a steel beam on there and anchored to the wall there to catch the end of the roof joist there to do that. And then the insulation. And of course, the sand, originally the idea was we were going to try to do that. The cost of the sand was about $4,000 and the diffusers, and there's money in there to actually, you know, load the several pallets of sacks into it and put them in layers and break them out and get it in working order.
Okay.
Janet,
do
you have a question?
I was
going to
say the same. You said the town originally was going to do the social media, and now the
original.
And now the contractor, so is it that just taking the cost from one column and putting it in another, or is it going to actually?
It would have been a planned cost for the project, however, it would not have been in this contract.
Just like moving the filter, Janet, originally we were going to move the filter and decided that the contractor did it instead.
Okay.
That was the first change order. It was on, it was just for moving the filter. Right?
My other question is, with the problems you found with the camera work, once those are repaired, do you have any idea of how much better or decreased the iron?
That's really difficult to say. One of the problems with the system is because of all the dips and bellies in the pipe. Once you when you're either in one of those areas or when you've got one on either side of you, it's difficult to really judge exactly how much flow is coming from there. A few of the places we located problems were pretty significant. There was one area that comes to mind. There was a leak in a manhole that was probably leaking on the order of, you know, maybe a gallon every 5 or 10 minutes to gauge. Some of the other problems were there were two places where you could, on the camera, you could actually see where the gasket had come in on the pipe, so that was an active leak. Two other places where the pipe hadn't been pushed home, and that's certainly something that you're going to see when you've got the spring melt and you've got a lot of rainwater and runoff. That even if it's not actively leaking, when we were looking at it, you know, you've got a pretty substantial chance to have a good bit of water coming in. Okay.
The construction is on course to get the filters functional and operational by the end of June per the contract and the consent order and everything. Everything's still on schedule for that.
Okay. The weather's been cooperative with them.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Okay. All right. So we'll pass a resolution, you know, bring a resolution forward at the end when we do our other resolutions, okay, for this change order. Okay. All right. Any other questions for Mike from the board members? No? Or Alan? No?
Can I add one thing, John? I sent you earlier in the month a letter on the, just to take a look at the wells and the water system. Whenever it's convenient, we can go through that. I don't know if you distributed it to the board. I've got copies of it right now.
Okay.
You want copies of it now?
Yeah, if we could. And then could we set up another meeting? Because we're kind of coming to the close with the camera work, and then maybe we can just, as a group, kind of go over it together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
as we're coming to a conclusion with this.
There's a little bit of time thinking about, and everybody needs to understand kind of where things are with it, and, you know, what's the pros and cons of trying to do what you need to.
Right.
So
okay.
Just let me know when you want to set it up. If you want to do it at the workshop or do a special or whatever.
Yeah, I think maybe at the workshop, but we'll talk. Okay,
okay.
Good. Thank you. All right, Steve. I'm sorry, I checked you off and then I kept going. I'm sorry.
I wish you had. You'll have to bear with me. My report is a little off. The final reports from FEMA have been submitted. We had an exit briefing today with FEMA and signed all the paperwork. The check should arrive any day. The total was $168,741.36. Of which the town gets, the highway gets 87.5%, which totals $1,479,648.69. Okay. So for those storms in December, I think we did pretty good. That's, if you can imagine, that's how much money we spend. And that was a 15-day event. That's a lot of money. A lot of our sand, like I said, we saw the back of the barn. In December, we've never seen that before. So we put out a lot of material. The highway department has been out patching potholes. We've worked with the bear committee, installing the bears. We've been hauling in sand and salt to replenish the barn for the winter. FEMA is reimbursing the town for all that. We also have been hauling in stone for motor paving. A few men have been working on the Capital Sewer project, which Kathy talked about. We found a lot of problems, and I'm assuming we're going to start fixing those soon. Cleanup day was a huge success. We had 2,274 loads come in the driveway. Approximately 42 tons of garbage went out. We still have the metal pile, and we still have about a container's worth of tires that the county's going to be taking. The roller was delivered, so we have that now. The tentative date for the county cleanup, the county's hazardous waste cleanup, that's paint cans, anything like that that's hazardous, is going to be June 6th, 2009, in Athens on 9W, at their highway garage. The mower's been out. You'll probably see it out mowing your street. The sweeper's been doing its rounds. Due to the large volume of sand and salt on the roads, it's going to take a lot longer this year to get the roads clean. The highway has been replacing culverts on Craig Road, Caniff Road, and Kerwin Road. So you'll see us out doing that. We're going to start mortar paving the second week in June. The roads we are going to mortar pave are Indian Ridge, Bald Hill, and Craig Road. Indian Ridge, we're doing half of it, and Bald Hill, we're doing half of it, from the county road to Jones Street, a little bit around the corner. The highway department will be moving the chamber booth next week over to the Stewart's, so we'll be taking care of that. We assisted the American Legion in placement of the flags on Main Street. All the surplus equipment that we have for the highway department, which was quite a list, is on the auction site. And so far, the prices are looking pretty good. It's only been on 2 days, and we're a couple of pieces. You know, we've gotten more than we expected. Like Kathy said, we replaced the hydrant in the park, and we also assisted Walter Popolsky with the revitalization of the senior citizen garden area in the town park next to the Green County Mental Health Building. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Steve.
All right, next we have the planning board. Dan?
Okay, our last meeting in May 6th, we had four scheduled public hearings, and all the public hearings went off as scheduled. There was three site plans and one subdivision as far as those public hearing goes. Two of them ended up closed. We closed them at the meeting. The other two were left open and adjourned till this meeting in June. We took action approving or conditionally approving one site plan and three subdivisions. We also received updated submissions from the Free 103.9 site plan, which is more commonly known to everybody as the Wave Farm, but we didn't take any action at last month's meeting pending the board's decision as to whether or not to go forward with a possible appeal of the current Supreme Court decision. We had two new subdivision proposals brought before us. And finally, we had agreed to write a letter to the developers of the Alden Terrace proposal, but before we got that letter fired off, we received a letter from Mr. Z, the attorney for the applicant, and they stated they were withdrawing their site plan application. So Alden Terrace is closed. Yep.
I had a phone call regarding a road up of Vernal Butler, Lena Lane.
Lena Lane, yeah.
There's some concerns about... was it done properly? Was it the owner of the property? Come back to the planning board, things like that. So
I spoke to Debbie Hainer.
Yes.
I spoke to her this evening. For an out about it this morning, I spoke to her this evening. I'm going to be meeting with her on Friday to take a look at it. I'm going to ask code enforcement to come along with me because I think it's probably a joint effort that we're going to have to do with this. And I'll have to look up the site plan approval. She believes it was in 2004, 2005. So we'll have to go back a few years and look it up and see what the conditions were at that time that were approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Before we go on, can I just talk about grants for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. You had been putting it on, so I didn't ask.
Thank you.
I talked to you the other day about an initiative I heard about from Governor Patterson for photovoltaic cells, and I got the information for that, but it's not for us. They're targeting Western New York, and it's going to be like a private government partnership, so that's we can
okay.
table that. But I also found out about Empire State Development Upstate Regional Blueprint Fund, and it's for infrastructure such as water and sewer, so it's something that we may be able to use, maybe if not for the sewer, but for the water, so while we're here. But I also called and asked them about sidewalks, because that wasn't one of the things they listed, and they said sidewalks was kind of a gray area, although parking garages aren't, but if we can... submit that in a way that would show that it was good for economic development, they would consider it. And these grants are awarded quarterly, so there's no set deadline.
Okay, so they're continuing.
So we can look into that more, and maybe I can talk to Mary Beth about it.
Yeah.
Now, you said it was the Empire Zone?
Well, Empire State Development. Which
oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
The
so
Empire
it's not
Zone.
Necessarily for the Empire
No.
Development Zone. Okay,
no.
All right, good. All right. Any other updates on anything else that you guys
are doing?
Well,
the other one has to do with the climate, which kind of isn't a grant, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. New and old business. Last meeting, we spoke about the signs for the park for the Smoke-Free Coalition, and they have
dropped off a master of all the signs that are available, so we just need to decide which ones we want for the park. I think we said we were going to start with the children's playground area and go from there. So I think they do have some appropriate ones for the kids, and the parents, I'm sure, will be able to realize that smoking in the playground by the children is not a good thing. So we'll take a look at these later, and we'll pick a few, and then they'll get them here for us.
Do we have any number that we can get?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think we're going to get 20, but with the size of the playground, I think probably two or three, I think, is enough for
now. So we're not limited to one.
I believe we can get more, yes. And then if we decide to take further action in different parts of the park, then we can go and get something appropriate, maybe for the ball fields or something like that.
Yeah.
So they were very happy to hear that we were going to do this in the park, so they're supportive of us. Okay, set the date for the interviews of the maintenance person. We have had, as was listed in the paper, we're looking for a part-time person to do maintenance work here at Town Hall and the different buildings in the town. I believe we are up to 28 applicants. Yes. So that just tells you what's going on in our
economy.
Okay, so, yes.
Either that or Kiro's a fun place to be.
That's what I thought, Alice.
They want to work here. It's great. Think positive.
So
fun we have.
Right? So I just want to let everybody know we don't necessarily have to do it tonight, you know. But just think about it. We gotta get a date together. We got a couple of different things.
You don't want to pick a date together.
To be honest with you, my calendar looks pretty full for the next week.
Just like this.
Yeah,
week.
Exactly. But so maybe I'll have Carrie do a phone call to everybody. We can set something up. Okay. All right. Next, we have the fireworks display. At our last meeting, Mr. Slater offered to give a $1,000 donation to offset the cost of the fireworks because we were discussing the cost and the amount of time that the different time frames, you know, 18 minutes to 20 minutes or 12 to 14. At this time, I feel that it's not appropriate to take your offer at this time, Mr. Slater. That's how I feel, because we have pending litigation going on. Your action is still pending with the court. However, I do appreciate the offer, but I don't think it's appropriate at this time to accept your offer because of that. It might give the public appear to the public that, you know, I'll give you $1,000 and, you know, everything will be good. Okay. Okay, very good. Any comments from the board members?
What did the chamber say when we asked them for a donation of $1,000?
Actually, Claudia hasn't gotten back to me.
Oh. Okay.
I did leave her a message, and I know she's been busy. She was out of town. Her daughter graduated from college.
Uh-huh.
So she has been pretty busy. So
So we may still be in the running.
Possibly.
With that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Me and my wife would like to donate $100.
Okay.
And I would like to donate $100.
Okay. Okay. I will not say no. Could we, at the public comment, if we'll get those names? I appreciate that. That's very nice. And I will.
We'll write them down.
Yeah, we'll write them down, and we'll get your phone number and your mailing address and everything else. Okay. But thank you. All right.
By the way, I think Claudia's daughter graduated from
medical school. Yes, she did. Yes. Okay, next we have the Greene County Council on the Arts does a Sprouts program. They've been doing it for years, and the town has donated $300, $325, $350 they're looking for this year. I'll just read the first paragraph to you. It kind of sums everything up. We're writing on behalf of the hundreds of Greene County children who will benefit from the Sprouts program this summer to request support in the amount of $350 from the town of Caro. Your generosity will assist in bringing Sprouts to 60 in Caro this summer. We welcome Caro children in any of our other locations, too, including our sites in Catskill, Coxsackie, Greenville, Hunter, and Windham. So, and it's earmarked for children ages 3 to 7. So they're looking for $350 donation.
I make a motion.
We've always supported this in the past. It's a good program. I'd like to second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Cumberland Farms was at our workshop. They were looking to remove some of the trees at the corner, which is actually town property, and they were going to take responsibility and do some landscaping there and things like that. Is the representative from Cumberland Farms here tonight?
I don't think they came, John. The representatives have to come about 4.5 hours to get here, so they didn't know. They could come to the workshop as long as you say that we'll entertain them. And
we were going to entertain them tonight.
Okay.
That's why she came to the workshop, and we told her to come to the board meeting.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. If you have a contact with them, tell them to come to the workshop.
Okay. One of the comments was that were those trees donated? If anyone out here,
I don't think they were because they're pine. I went and looked at them.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would donate a pine tree unless it was a special.
I think most of them were.
The donated trees were in the
one
park.
One large is a cedar tree, I think.
Yeah. It is.
But I've talked to a few people, a little older than me, and they did not have any recollection of anything on being donated there or anything.
Okay.
Actually, it's kind of a forgotten piece of property that we
did. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, if you have a contact with them, I know Teresa Brantley was the person that came to the workshop. If she wants, here's our county legislators, and they come prepared with their seats. Getting back to Cumberland Farms, if you can contact Teresa and tell them, please come. We'll listen to their proposal, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right.
And the workshop is changed
at 4 o'clock.
Excuse me?
No. The workshop at 4 o'clock, right.
You can't get that.
You want to say something?
No, we'll just let them come and make
and
their
we'll go from there. Okay.
We've got some pictures and
things okay.
prepared, but that's fine. We'll
okay.
just have them come.
Come when they come. All right, good. All right. Mr. Lawrence and Mr. Lennon are here. We're going to pause on our new and old business, and I'd like to see if they have anything they'd like to say to the board or the community?
We came to support the library.
Okay,
yeah,
very good.
We're here to support the library.
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
All right. Okay, next we have to have two public hearings. One is for the Mid-Hudson Cable, Cablevision franchise, and possibly a public hearing for a sidewalk law. So I would like to do those.
Last check?
Oh.
We couldn't set the public hearing until we had the last check.
Beautiful.
Remember, that was our webinar.
Yep.
Why don't we for the next town board meeting?
Yeah,
so that's for
2005. And we have received another $23,342.17 from Mid-Hudson Cable. Very good. Thank you very much.
It kind of felt heavy that
old board.
And they agreed to the January 31st.
Good. Yep, you said that. Yep, very good. All right, thank you. Since we are at a period where our meeting and our workshop is going to be close to each other, we don't have the time allowed to do the public hearings at the workshop. So they are going to have to be at the board meeting because I don't think we'll have the time to put it in the paper and everything else.
I had told them the June board meeting, and they said they would do the postings and everything for us. So
okay.
It's exactly how the Public Service Commission
wants.
They won't be prepared.
Okay. So those public hearings will be before the June
17th.
Board meeting. The 17th, yes.
What time book actually start?
7:30 is the board meeting. We should start at 7, I would say. 15 minutes for each.
Well, I'd say 10 minutes for the Cablevision and 20 minutes for the
sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I still say I think a half hour would be enough time. Okay.
7 o'clock
on January, June 17th. All right. Next, we have the sound meter. Janet, you want to?
We had talked about a noise ordinance or some of the projects that are before the planning board, and getting a sound meter. And what I did find out from one of the engineers who was at the planning board meeting last one we had was that they can be rented.
Okay.
So if we do have a need for them, I just wanted the town board to know that we can look into that. And, you know, if you want me to do some more research about how much it costs or what, mm-hmm. what it is, I'd be glad to do that. Because that's what he said they do.
If we rent one, we should be prepared to see if you need a certification to,
yeah. to operate.
To operate it.
Right.
Do you want me to
the state police has
more?
To be certified to radar.
Right.
We
right.
might have to be certified to operate this.
Operator.
Okay.
Do you want me to look
right.
into that more?
No, I'm going to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to look into that more?
Yes.
Or do you want, okay.
If you could, that would be good. Just going back to the public hearings, I do need a motion. It needs to be in the form of a resolution that we are going to set that date for the public hearing.
I'll make a motion. We have the public hearing for Mid-Elbe Cablevision at 7 to 7:10.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:10, we have the public hearing for the sidewalk local law.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. Thanks. All right. Next, the St. Edmunds Committee. I know we've received numerous letters from different people that have shown interest in developing, getting St. Edmunds going again. And I think they're, you know, at first they wanted to form their own group and have the town sign it over to that particular group. But we thought it wasn't appropriate at that time, and I think that's still our feeling, but now they want to move forward with some type of committee?
Yes, and I had a meeting with Neil and also with Mike Essley, and I showed mm-hmm. them the resolution that I had proposed,
mm-hmm.
and they're okay with it.
Okay.
I said it would probably be 5 members, because that's basically what we've been running,
right.
and they have no problem with that.
Okay.
Obviously, they're both interested mm-hmm. in being on the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would love to see a committee formed to develop the ice skating park on the property that we purchased from the Azaleas many, many years ago. We still haven't really, there has been some work done, but it certainly is not to the point that it can be used as an ice skating mm-hmm. facility. And I would like to see some of this effort, you know, put into developing that to finish that project before we start off on in another direction.
Well, maybe the park committee that we're going to be forming can work on that. That's in the park, so maybe that can be one of their tasks.
I kind of agree with Ray. I think it is an excellent asset that we do have down there at the park, and if we can get it going, I think it's very, very important to, you know, to finish that. I'm not disagreeing there. I think the park committee could maybe look at that. So, all right. Next is the employee handbook meeting. Do we want to meet maybe before the workshop?
That probably would be okay.
I think that would.
Set a date there? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Is that June 3rd, the first Wednesday?
Yeah, the first Wednesday, June 3rd.
So the day before Tuesday, the second? No, you mean
first
just
Thursday,
before.
Excuse me. First Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
The 4th. And that's going to be at 4 o'clock.
So how's June for you, little? We're free then?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we met with her at 3?
Three.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Just for those that weren't here at our last meeting, the workshops are now back to the first Thursday at 4 p.m., no longer in the evening. Okay? So that, we tried it for a few months, so we're back to the first Thursday at 4 p.m. for our workshops.
What time are we going to meet?
We'll meet at 3 o'clock.
Three.
Okay. Okay. A letter K, we'll get on to letter K. As many of you know, the Bears are out in town. The committee has worked very, very hard getting them out before Memorial Day, along with the help of the Highway Department and all the volunteers that they have, and I'm sure they would always be looking for more volunteers. Now all the flowers need to be watered and everything else. So is there anybody, Marion or Sue or Dot or anybody like to give us a rundown of how you guys are making out?
A little quick review.
Okay.
Don't be loud. They know I'm not that quick. I would like to just mention that the Butterfly Ball, which was our kickoff to this whole project this year, was a huge success. There was 120 people out at Acre Manor. We had a fabulous time, had a wonderful hors d'oeuvre hour, wonderful dinner, fabulous dancing with our bear. We had a dancing bear. It was a great time. I think everybody that went really enjoyed it, and was a great thing for the community. For I don't remember an event like that in town for many, many years, where it was just a community came together and had a really nice evening. So huge success there. Our clean sweep day, I would like to thank all of the property owners that pitched in and helped us on that day, and people who got out there and cleaned up some of their properties around, washed windows, allowed the high school kids and a couple other people to paint some windows. I think there's still some cleaning up to do on Main Street, but if people go down Main Street, I think you can see the difference, and I'm really excited about that, and I thank the Clean Sweep Committee for setting all of that up and for everybody that participated in it. We also have a little thing going on, a little beautification project that we're looking, if anybody has any fencing or anything like that that they could donate, some low fencing, we're trying to do something here in town to kind of beautify a couple of little areas, so you can see me after the meeting about that. As John has said, we have 42 bears, 40 of them are located right here in the township of Caro. They are all out. There is one exchange bear that went to Catskill. Catskill approached us. I thought it was a really nice gesture. They asked us if we would like to send one bear to Catskill. They sent one cat to us to promote each other's projects. I think that's an awesome thing. I think it's wonderful that the townships are reaching out to each other like that. And I think we need to thank Catskill for initiating that gesture. Today, Marion and I went around, and Elizabeth Brinkerhoff, we did plant flowers in the barrels. 21 of our bears are in barrels because we have narrow sidewalks here in town, and we couldn't do the thing like they did in Catskill, so we had to come up with some different ways to do our bears. And let me assure everybody in this room something, because I've had many phone calls since we started putting the bears out on Thursday. Every bear has a clue. Trust me, the clue is there, because I've gotten phone calls saying, I looked for 2 hours and there's no clue on such and such a bear. It's there. You just got to keep looking. And don't call me and ask me where, because I'm not telling you.
No. So,
the brochures are available throughout town, and they have the official map where they're all located, the official history of Henry Hudson. If people don't really understand what's all going on, there is a quest that goes on with all these bears. You have to find a clue in the butterfly, you have to relate that to questions about Henry Hudson. You'll see, it's all in the brochure. And I also have to say, as Marion and I have been out and about, and Dot and anybody, well really all of us, there's people out already, excited, looking for the clues, and I just think it's gonna be fun. And I don't know if I should say this publicly, but I'm going to anyway. I contacted Albany because we're doing reciprocating web links with people to promote each other's projects, and Albany was doing a cat project called Capital Cats. So I contacted them from their website and asked if they'd be interested in doing a reciprocating link. I sent some pictures of our bears to let her know what we were doing. She sent me back an email. She said, your bears are so awesome. We are so excited for your township. Albany could not get their project off the ground because they could not find enough people to participate. And could we meet with them and help them to get one started for next year and share our successes? Okay, people, how awesome is that?
Yes.
So I just want to mention that the library, under the coordination of Betty Mueller and her dog Buff, are doing a library project this summer in coordination with Caro's Bears and Butterflies. If kids come and read with Buff the Bear, and they get, I have to put my glasses on to tell you what they do. The children who sign up to read with Buff the Bear will receive free raffle tickets for drawing of prizes, and it goes on throughout the summer, starting on June 23rd from 3 to 4 right here at the public library. And ladies, is there anything I forgot? Should I say something? Okay, so sit down.
I'd just like to thank the committee.
Oh, wait, I want to say one other thing. We also had an awesome article in the Guide magazine, the April Guide magazine, so if anybody didn't see that, look for it. And we were on the cover of Catskill Life, the pictures of our bears. There's a little article in there that will be an article in the Times Union. We've gotten a lot of local coverage. There was a documentary filmmaker who came and took pictures of all our bears, so we're getting a lot of attention. And I think it's, you can tell I'm excited. Thank you.
Sue?
Yes?
Tara just told me that you were mentioned on Channel 10 last night from the news.
Oh,
I just like to thank you and the committee and the chamber for doing this. This is just a good community effort, and I think Carol really needed something like this. It's been quite some time, and this is really something positive, and everybody is working together, from the chamber, the individuals in the community, the town, the county, everybody. And it's just very, very good. Yeah. And everybody, you know, already, the people, like you said, coming through town, stopping and looking. I was in town hall yesterday, and there were people out here taking pictures like crazy. There were four or five people taking pictures with their clues. I said, they started too early. You can't cheat. And the lady says, well. But no, it's a very good thing. I think it's a very excellent publicity for Carol, and it's good. Yes?
I have something that I'd like to add to that also, to incorporate Robert's report with the Barrett Committee, is that today while we were doing flowers, just to let you know how big this is, two women, they were sisters. One is from Seattle and one is from San Francisco, and their family is native to Caro. And Robert has also had a chance to speak with them. Their relative was Supervisor McKee, and they came here, saw the bears. They're very excited. They're taking information back from the Pacific Coast, but they were very, very pleased to come back to their family's roots and see what it was that they had here.
They're even coming to church tomorrow night. There's an Ascension Day service at the Episcopal Church.
Very good. Okay. Moving on. We have some resolutions that we have to address. Okay. We have the bid for the topsoil for the town park. We have received two bids. And we will open these up now. The first is from Sunrise Farm, 200 yards screen topsoil, $19 a yard, $3,800. And then they give a delivery price of a triaxle, 18 yards per delivery, $75 per hour, or a tractor trailer dump, 30 yards per delivery, $125 per hour. And then just bear with me 1 second. Okay, she submitted two. Must have just be a copy.
Duplicate,
yeah, okay. All right, so Sunrise Farm, $19 a yard. One is from Pete's Contracting, Podoc Mountain Road, Town of Caro, topsoil, 200 yards, $19.50 for a total of $3,900. Okay, so with that said, before we go ahead and approve these, we wanted to make sure that we had the soil tested. Mm-hmm. Remember, we mentioned that so it didn't become a problem. So we will go ahead and make sure their soil samples have been submitted also before we actually go ahead and approve this. If they are approved with this, then Sunrise would be the...
Well, I'd like to make a comment for you on the price. Mm-hmm. Peter Hernandez is the contractor that has done volunteer work for the last year on that field. He's used his equipment, his men. He's been asked to be reimbursed for fuel, and we were kind of strapped and didn't do it. And I think that should be taken into consideration when we award this bid.
Mm-hmm.
He's presently doing the roofs on the dugouts at a minimal cost. Mm-hmm. And the volunteer work that he has done has been unsurpassed on that field.
Right.
That's
what I was just going to say, that the delivery cost, we have to confirm. Clarify his bid. That's why I don't want to accept any approve anything tonight until we get that clarification. Okay.
Can you tell if we is that in accordance with our procurement policy to make some kind of adjustment or waiver or whatever if somebody's contributed time, or do they? I mean, how do we do understand what Rich is saying and understand that we should be, helping people who help us, but can we do that?
But I think the delivery...
Before we even get into that of him donating his time and stuff, we need to clarify if this includes delivery or not.
Okay,
so we might not even have to go that that route. Okay. All right.
Can I add something to that? Are they sole proprietors?
Sunrise is a corporation. Mr. Hernandez, I believe, is.
And we need to check the prevailing wage if that's a separate...
Separate thing. You're right.
The delivery.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. That's why we can't approve them until we look into it some more. Because all those other things that are involved in it. So, all right, so we'll look into this and get it done. Okay, next we have the, we have a resolution. This is for the ambulance. Ray has asked to purchase a stair chair for the new ambulance that they have purchased. The stair chair that they have now is in desperate need of repair or replacement. So he asked if we could move forward a resolution allowing him to go ahead and get that chair. Do I have a motion?
No move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Next we have monthly account reports to give them to department heads. I think it's important that we have something in place for the department heads so they are aware of how much they're spending. Even though they do put in requests for items to be purchased, I think it's important that they have that information available to them on a monthly basis. So I just think it's good practice.
Is that one of the recommendations made by the...
I think it was, yep.
So
yeah.
Definitely.
So yeah, I think, here we are. We have this report. Let's get it done.
Right. Do we need a resolution or can it just be policy? You'd rather do it by resolution?
I'd rather do it by resolution. I think it's... not that it carries any more weight, but it's official
it's
now.
It's official.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion to move forward with this resolution?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. The town travel policy manual.
You hit it.
We don't have the actual manual itself with those.
We just have Janet's notes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what Eric. Well, didn't everybody have that?
Yes, we did.
I mean, I have it with me.
But I
just
think
want
I'd
to check
rather
it
have,
against it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if, all right, so maybe
the workshop.
At the workshop.
Yep.
Right. These are the changes.
Right, and the ones that I had to, and we'll put them in bold, like we mentioned before, in this way.
I went over them with Luann, and
you want me to put them bold in the manual so as you're reading it?
We know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to. Yep.
I need the changes. I only have
Janet's, and I have a few of my own. Okay.
Okay,
so.
Oh, you have some too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mine are just kind of tightens up things that are in not clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And deleting there.
All right. Next, we have the sidewalk snow and ice removal proposed sidewalk law.
Now, when you had asked me to make the few changes that I thought we needed, I left blank the number of hours that it should be removed after a snowstorm.
In paragraph A?
In paragraph A.
Under number one, yep.
And I mean, this will be the law that's at the public hearing, but I don't know if we need the resolution per se to decide that that should be. We should certainly have a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking 24 was really too short, but I think 48 is too long. Does anybody else have a...
In other municipalities, I believe it's like 24 hours after the snow stops. Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah, I think 24 is sufficient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we need to, Tal, do we need to do a resolution now to move it forward to a public hearing for the proposed law, or can we just go ahead and put her?
I think you already said it for the public hearing.
Yeah. Public hearing, yeah, so, all right.
The only recommendation that I would make is that we define what the main street is.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen the second.
Oh, no, wait. No, I put Main Street in the town because before we were talking about it doesn't include Round Top or Pearl, so I did limit it to Main Street. And we could define that. Do you want to say from 23 to 23, or do you want to say?
That was my question. Right. Do you want to do it the whole expanse, or just from?
I think what
point to point.
We I would rather do it 23 to 23 because then, as our sidewalk grows, we don't have to go back and keep changing it. Where there's no sidewalk, there's no sidewalk.
That might be a bit premature.
How long would the resident have to clear the snow after the county pushes it back on the sidewalk?
Well, we'll that have was, to be discretionary.
That's a good point.
That was my next question, though, John. Isn't there a equipment that can be used where they take it away with them, the snow?
Well, they take it away later on.
Consideration of that, they have to.
During a snowstorm, they're plowing, you know, constantly.
When they come through, they plow, and then it would be the responsibility, the way it's being proposed, of the property owner to move it.
Oh, yeah, no, I have all that, but I mean, the large truck that comes and sweeps it, pushes it aside, can it not be done simultaneously? Can you not take the snow?
Because it's too time consuming.
And the problem is, too, we have a problem enforcing our snow emergency law, and which means that there are cars left parked on Main Street, and when the plow comes through, they go around those cars. And then finally, when they are moved, they come through again, and they push all that snow back onto the sidewalk. And personally, I would like to see the town take the responsibility, because I think you're going to have a lot of absentee owners where the town is going to be out there clearing the sidewalk in front of the absentee owners. And I think we'd be better served if we had the town go down one side and go back up the other and it'd be done with.
Well, I certainly understand your point of view. And if the town is taking care of the absentee owners, it will be levied. But I think this is one of the reasons we're having a public hearing to get everyone's comments.
Well, we have to have a public hearing, sure.
Right, but I think because I've actually heard from both sides. I've had people tell me that this is crazy, and I've had people say, thank God, we've needed this for so long. So I think we should let the public, you know, give a chance.
Well, I think it's an important issue, and I'd love to see the sidewalks cleared. I think it's a betterment for the entire township, not just for Main Street, because people from Round Top, Acre, South Carroll hopefully come to town, and if the sidewalks are cleared, it's a betterment for everyone. Not just for the residents, you know, on Main Street. I think something should be done, but I'm afraid that passing this law may cause more problems than it solves.
Well, you can always unpass a law. So if it does create problems, we can either change it or correct it or go to another
point. I think.
But let's have the public
hearing. Yeah,
let
exactly. That's what I was going to say. Let the public speak,
and
we'll see how they
make a decision.
What their opinions are.
Do we want to talk about defining Main Street?
I think it's important to define Main Street as what we have existing now, from the school. Well, actually, it's from the school to.
No, it's from the dime store, dollar store.
There's no sidewalks there.
Sidewalks all the way up to Jones Street.
Jones Street, up past Metzler's too, isn't it?
By 32.
Mm-hmm. Almost up to
Cedar Terrace,
in front of your house. Yeah.
So we want to add that from the school
to just below Cedar Terrace to the triangle, the old triangle gas station. Yeah.
Okay. We'll figure out a way to say it.
Yeah. How would be? Yeah. The county route. Yeah, we'll get it.
Okay, and that would be both sides of the street, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have to also incorporate the part that does go down. And we have some going down Jerome Avenue a little bit too. That's a triangle. We'll have to get out there and look.
Okay.
We'll define
that
it.
Public.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Redacting identifying information. I know of one situation where we had a complainant's name revealed to it was in the building department. Somebody came in, made a complaint about a property owner, and their name was revealed. This here would be allowing the Freedom of Information Law request for them to strike their name from that complaint. Has everybody had a chance to kind of go over this? Janet, do you want to, is that that's pretty much it. I know that one example of what we had a problem with.
Right, well, that, and that's the example that came back because I don't know how many other times or how many people
I've
are.
I've never heard of any others, but.
Or if people are afraid to make a complaint because they might be known, and that's the whole problem is you don't want to prevent people from making complaints. I took into account what you had said last time about a court, so I put, you know, that if a court, the last paragraph, that policy of the town of Cairo is that the town of Cairo Building Department will not release the names or addresses of a complainant unless so ordered by a court of competent jurisdiction.
Right.
So we don't have to, they would have the power anyway, but that it's known. And
I think we need to make this a little more broad for all the departments, not just for the building department.
I was actually thinking about that, but I don't know what other departments get complaints. So we certainly could do that. What other?
Police department.
Well, the police department, I think you have to, don't you?
If someone makes a complaint about a property owner for a code violation or any other matter, now you're saying that the accuser shouldn't be mentioned, but when it goes to court, how are you to prove your case if the accuser is not going to be known?
Well, you have the code enforcement officer who actually did the investigation.
She may investigate the complaint, but she's not.
You still need your complaint.
At that point, though, I think she would be the complaint. I talked to some other building departments.
But the court's going to want to know why you got this complaint, who you got the complaint from. The accuser's got the right to know when it goes to court.
At court.
Chris, I'm not to argue with you, but I'm not so positive that sure, if you get, as a police officer, if you get an anonymous call to go, you know, somebody's breaking into a house, you're going to go investigate that, and if the police department files charges, it's the police department, not the anonymous call.
But if the accuser wants to pursue something, then that person has to be known.
Right.
If the person whose house got broken into, it's always the state versus
that,
right.
Right.
But the person who owns the property has to be there to testify in court.
You're going
to review the state, it. You can't testify.
But that's the person whose house was broken into. This is the reverse situation. It would be the code enforcement officer who testifies.
But if we're going to trial, you're going to have to base your complaint on someone's.
All right.
What I would like
but
to
that's
do.
That's why I had so ordered by a court of competent jurisdiction. If it comes down to that, it would be released.
All right. What I'd like to do is I'd like Tal to review this.
Right. We pay him big bucks to make these decisions.
Yeah, sure. And I just made a note on here for Tal to review. Because there is some controversy over this. We need some clarification on it.
And again, I have talked to the building department.
Excuse me.
And I have talked to the Open Governance Committee about their opinion about this.
All right. Okay. The Mid-Hudson Cable franchise agreement, we've set that for the public hearing, so we're going to move on with that. Next, our friends across the hall. we have the our library is.
I think they have a presentation, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
get
to them. As soon as I finish what I have to say.
Sorry.
And I'll be more than happy to give them as much time as they'd like. They've went out and looked for some funding for a new building, looking around different things, changing the plans, trying to get the best thing for the town, and they are moving in the right direction now. And I think, Deb, you'd like to, would you like to say a few words or kind of bring us up to speed a little bit?
Well, thank you. Actually, I'm going to defer to my trustee, Doug.
Mr. Osterhender?
First of all, I think the town, the last several administrations, people have approved the concept of a new library. Our library has obviously outgrown its space and everything else. The programs have been great in here, and the people are really moving forward. We've done quite a bit of work, and I think everybody, we've kept the board informed, and we have Janet, the liaison, and Rich, and whatnot. We've gone out and tried to get funding, looking at possibility of pricing and so on, especially in today's economy. And right at the present moment, we're actually on two lists, the dormitories agency and stage, we've heard from the governor's office, Gillibrand's office, Senator Seward's office, and all that. We have a good potential for getting funding for the library itself, grants and so on. Plus, we've got a list of strategies that we met with Mr. Bill Lawrence and Harry Lennon, and was grateful enough and thank them for their support, and the board members too, meeting with IDA and U.S. government, and a whole bunch of list of agencies that we've had. But the only stumbling block that we had to is when we get to the point of filling out an application is, do you have the support of the town? Because we have a municipal library. The problem is, yeah, we have verbal, but verbal doesn't cut it. And what we're looking for is a resolution just to say that the town is in support of a new library, and we have an area where we can put this library and so on. And we even have designs. We went out to an architect, we've had feasibility studies, we've had engineers give us estimates and so on. So we've done our homework, we've gone out there and done it. And then the next stage, all we need at this point right now is we take baby steps towards this project, is that we get the town support, and this resolution really go a long way in helping us out this.
Okay. All right, thank you. Mr. Lawrence and Mr. Lennon, would you like to add anything?
Well, basically, we came on board at the invitation of the Library Board of Trustees to try to come up with some strategy to come up with funding and or a location. And our first progress report was that we're going to look for another location besides which we have back here in the parking lot. Because there is money available for rehabilitation of old buildings. We thought maybe the library could go to one of those older buildings, rehab it, rent it for a while, and then when the economy got better, they could come back, get the money from the town or some town taxes, and maybe build their own structure back here. But recently we've been told from Guy True and Doug Ostrander and Denny that they've got a good chance of getting federal stimulus money. And I think, in my heart, if the town had the money or the resources, they would go ahead and build this project. I have no doubt about that. The library is a very vital part of the town, and I think it's grown to the point where it's outgrown its location right now. And I think the town needs space as well. And I think any support we can give to the library to give them the property or give them use of the property to stimulate this money to come forward and have their own structure without the town taxpayers bearing the brunt of it directly, I think it would be a good idea. And Harry and I both agree with that. We've both been very helpful to the town library board as much as we can.
The meeting that Mr. Lawrence is referring to and Doug Ostrander, we met, I guess it was about a month and a half ago, over in the library. What we did is we brought in the executive director of the IDA, Sandy Mathis, and we had a very productive meeting, in my opinion, and I think everyone here that was at the table that day. And that was a good start. And then this, as Mr. Lawrence said, this became, this came after the meeting. We do have a soft date to meet again with Sandy Mathis in the board, and so we'll go from there. But we're in full support of the board and what they're trying to do here. Sounds like they're looking for board approval on a resolution form to move forward to the next step.
Okay, thank you. I agree. I think this is just, it would be a great opportunity for the library to expand and get the room that they need. And if we can, the town can give the land so they can start their project, then I think that's a great thing. That's working together, and that's what we're here for, to work with other groups. The resolution that we have here before us tonight states that the town would reserve the vacant 1.9 acres behind the town hall for the Carroll Public Library. Clarification on that was that 1.9 was from your feasibility study. They determined that it was 1.9 acres back there. Okay. Just so we know, it is not deeded separately. It is all one parcel, but they determined 1.9 acres.
I'm certainly in favor of
that. Right. Okay.
I'm certainly in favor of this resolution. But is 1.9 acres sufficient description, Tal? Should it be defined more?
I think for the purposes of them proceeding with getting their grants, I think it's fine.
Okay. All right. I'd like to make that motion that we go ahead with this.
I'd like to second.
I'd like to second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We're good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, next we have on the agenda is accepting the water penalties dated May 15th, 2009. Resolved that the town board accept the water penalties as presented by the water administrator in the amount of $1,344.65. Kathy, can you, this is something new this month?
Yes.
All right. Can you just tell us how, just to educate us a little bit about the penalties? I know how the penalties work, but if you could.
Okay. The bills are sent out. They're due in 30 days, and I usually give anywhere from 10 to maybe 12 days after the billing goes out. And it's standard. There's a 10% penalty if the bill is not paid. And this is in conjunction with your audit report.
So this is something that we will start seeing now on a regular basis. Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. And another one, at the request of the Comptroller's Office, a recommendation from the Comptroller's Office accepting sewer use billing date. Resolved that the Town Board accepts the sewer use billings from the sewer administrator in the amount of $29,485.26 dated May 1st, 2009. And again, can you just tell us what period that is for?
Well, it's a billing period from January, February, and March based on the water consumption, the mm-hmm. April billing with the sewer use billing for the same period of time.
Okay.
There again, 30 days.
30 days. Right. Everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. Next we have establishing time record deadlines. What we'd like to do is, because we have so many different departments, 24-hour departments, 16-hour departments, 9-to-5 departments, to set dates when timesheets need to be in by. All right. It's just easier for accounting purposes and, you know, different things like that. What we've done is put the dates down. Monthly employees need to have it on certain dates. Biweekly employees need to have it on the dates that are spelled out here in this resolution. Luann, on that 9 a.m.,
yes.
Can we make that 10? Because some offices do not open.
I seem to only have a problem with one office.
Okay.
Everybody else is, the majority of it can be the night before.
But would 10 o'clock be a problem?
It is quite a process for this payroll. We're dealing with me having to get the payroll done and then get it for a direct deposit so that it's not only me. I have to have it to the bank for the direct deposit to be made in time, and they're giving me a time limit as what it has to be to them in order for them for the deposit to be in the bank on Friday. So, you know, it was 1 hour. I would prefer 9. In at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there waiting for time records,
mm-hmm.
and I don't seem to have, I seem to have the majority of them the night before or at 9.
You know, usually, I mean, I don't want you to have to rewrite all the dates, but usually it's close of business. Usually something's by the close mm-hmm. of business. So I think if people think of this as the close of business of the day before.
On Tuesday.
And on Tuesday, right. And it gives you that extra hour to squish them over.
The
Until Tuesday night?
No, that's right. Some departments don't, like the ambulance doesn't finish until 12:01.
So like you wouldn't end
until
midnight. Until
midnight.
Right.
Right, so.
Other thing is,
I see what you're saying.
I will be able to get that information off of the time clock, and this will actually, for the majority of the departments, will eliminate this, but it's just something that's come up and it needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have the time clocks in place, I will go there with a zip drive and just take the information right out of the time clock. So
for now, it's a short period of time. We'll leave it at 9 o'clock. It's best to get the time cards in the night before. It's right, you know. The police department, they bring them over, right?
Yeah.
All right. Can I have a I'll make the motion that we move with this resolution, setting the dates when and times when people have to submit their time cards. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
John, sort of on that, you know, I called during the day once. I was home and asked Luann to go into the office to get something either from my mailbox that I wasn't able to drive in and get.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't have a key to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Could she get a key so that when that situation occurs, could she go into the...
It's up to the clerk. It's the clerk's office. I've asked and...
No, you were. You weren't in that.
You were away.
May I put the office open at night?
No, you were on the trip or something, the workshop.
All right. Okay. If you guys, we could talk about it. It would be very helpful. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right, next we have with the, again, a recommendation of the Comptroller's Office that the supervisor should present a monthly report to the board members and it be documented in the minutes. Therefore, it is resolved that the town board accept the monthly supervisor's report, April 2009. And we have these here tonight. So I'd like to, I'll move this resolution forward. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. And we have them tonight. Excuse me, Tara. I'm just going to reach in front of you here. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No, 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 it's on. No, no. There you go.
One.
Yep.
Hit
the roll.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Trying to help.
I know you. Excuse me. One more. Come on. And again, this is something, a recommendation of the Comptroller's Office, and no better time than the present to start doing. So here we go. All right. Okay, so that's move forward. Next, we have Climate Smart Community Pledge.
I talked about this at the workshop meeting, and this is information we found out about at the Green Valley Committees.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new program to help municipalities limit greenhouse gas emissions from their vehicles, their heating systems, whatever. And it's really still in the infancy stage. If we were to join, or if we wanted to get involved with this, the first thing we need, similar to the library, is to get a resolution that we support this and we want to move forward. The resolution doesn't commit us to anything, but it's just the first step.
Okay.
Last night, Tara told us at the Republican club meeting that we were going to be able to have help for the summer from the workforce investment part of the Labor Department, and we have applications now. If we go forward with this program, one of the first things we need to do is do an inventory of our greenhouse gas emissions. And they suggested actually that we find an intern to do it. This workforce investment may work very well with that, where we could assign this to somebody who could do their summer project. Now, the kicker is that it's really nice we're going to have this person walking around doing all these things, but you need a program to work with this. And there are organizations out. One is the Local Governments for Sustainability USA, Inc., that has a program for local governments that the person who's collecting the data puts, all the information in, what kind of car, what kind of engine, blah, blah, blah. And it works out where your greenhouse gas emissions are. The program costs $600. It costs $600 annually to join the organization to get the software and the tech support and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of talking about two different things.
Right.
One is, can we, at least get started, make a resolution to pass this pledge? And the other, if I look into being able to procure somebody for the summer to work on this, would the town board be willing to expend the $600 for the program? And it doesn't have to be both. We can just pass this resolution and it can stop there. But at least if we get this resolution passed, then we can, look into other things.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take this step now and then see how it goes with the next step. And maybe a grant will come out where we can get that stuff.
Right now they said there's no, they may be able to find grants other way, but in terms of this program, there's no money available yet.
Okay. All right. I think it's a good idea. So I'll make a motion that we go ahead with this pledge. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay. That is our resolutions. Now, I'd like to ask Mr. Propulsky if he'd like to
you want to bring us up to date a little bit on our gardens?
We started the garden here. We got started a little late, but meanwhile, everything is catching up, and this is supposed to be a senior victory garden. If we don't have enough seniors, no problems. I can take juniors. I can take anybody. So as soon as we find out how many people will want that, I will go ahead. I don't know the best way to get in touch with or leave a notice on the billboard out front here or something, and I will go ahead and let everybody know. But theoretically, we're trying to get everything ready by, I guess about the first of June. So, and we're on our way there. We already have quite a few of the raised beds there, and we're ready for you to go ahead and start selling veggies. That's all. So if anybody's interested, let me know. First, I would like to get the senior citizens, and then after that, as I said, we'll take anybody after that.
For anybody that wasn't here the last meeting, the garden is next to our town park. It's actually on county property. The county has been nice enough to let the seniors bring this garden back. It was there. It was used many years ago when the county building was had more offices in it. Cornell Cooperative Extension was there. The county legislator passed a resolution allowing the seniors to use it. We have joined up with them and supported them. We've gotten some wood for them, cleaned it out. Steve's guys were down there cleaning that a little bit. Again, another joint community effort, good thing, positive, to help people in our community. That's what we want to do. So if you go down there and you see some activity, that's what it's all about. And if anybody would like to assist with donating some rough-cut lumber, I got the first load in there already of wood.
I know you'd asked me about it before the EBA is going to make that donation for any lumber that you need. So
really?
Just let me know what you need, and I'll make sure that it's been talked to.
Mr. Popolski,
that's very nice. Very good. All right. So our police department there, Police Benevolent Association, is making that donation for the wood. So there we go. We're all working together again. That's a good thing. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take, we do have a lengthy, we have in our executive session, we need to discuss our planning board appointments and things like that. So it is going to take some time. So I'm going to cut public comment down to about 10 minutes. So we're going to go until 10 minutes after 9. Okay? Mr. Osher.
First of all, I'd just like to thank each and every of the board members, Bill, Henry, and the rest of the people and the staff that came here to support the library. We appreciate your efforts to go a long way. Thank you.
Sue?
I know you can't believe it, but I have something else to say. I know. I forgot to say that anything that's in the brochure can be downloaded off the website, the Carol Bears. It's www.carolsbearsandbutterflies.com. Very original. And also, I just want to remind people that in October we will be auctioning the bears, and one of our selected charities in town is the Carroll Public Library. So the more you guys come out and drive those prices up at the auction, the more the library is going to get. Very good.
John, I was just wondering if the town was aware of what was going on with our voting and our public elections in the church instead of the school or here.
The Board of Elections went around and did a survey, not just in Carroll, they did it in Greenville, I believe it's all the communities, to see if there were other locations that were bigger. This was done strictly by the Board of Elections because it is no longer handled by the town. It's strictly a county thing.
And no concern with religion then, I mean?
They took care of that. They went around and did their assessments, and that's what they came up with. Okay. And I think everybody has gotten a card changing our polling places to the Resurrection Lutheran Church for all elections. Okay. Bill Hummel?
John, anything going on with the Ethics Committee?
We are.
And two plugs.
Okay.
The Ethics Committee and the Grants Committee.
Okay. The Ethics Committee is still looking for we have
had people from the Republican and Democratic Party. We are still looking for another person or persons from any other political party. Blank.
Conservative did volunteer.
Conservative did volunteer.
Yeah. I don't know if they submitted a formal letter.
Have not received a letter. Yes, he did tell me that, and I told him to come down also and give me a letter, but I have not received anything.
Did we officially change it to three?
No, we have not. It's still
and it can be somebody who's not registered also.
And that's what I'm saying. It could be, you know, anybody can submit an application or a letter of interest. Even we'll take more Democrats and Republicans. We'll interview everybody so we can get the best mix. But our stumbling block right now is that we don't have other people other than Republicans and Democrats. So if we know of anybody that's interested in sitting on that, please do so. Our grant committee, we are going to, I don't know how we're going to do it, put it in the paper or just start taking names. If anybody's interested, I'll say it right now. If anybody's interested in sitting on the grant committee, we established that at our last meeting to send a letter of interest to my office, and we'll put it in the folder, and hopefully by our board meeting in June, we'll be able to appoint those people to that, or you know, get them going on that committee. Okay, Lee.
I'd like to donate $100, start the ball off rolling for the fireworks.
I'll second it. I think it would be a good idea to maybe put it in as a resolution. I think that's a very good idea. I'll second that for the contributions that are being made for the fireworks. Do I have all in favor?
If you wouldn't want to limit it to just, we might end up with an hour's worth of fireworks if this keeps up. There are other things. We have such generosity.
July 4th is coming too. All right, Lee Miller. Okay. Peter?
Fireworks?
Yes.
Blackhead Mountain, donate also, please.
Lee, what was your amount?
100.
What?
Same thing for Blackhead.
Same for Blackhead?
100.
All right, we have Rich Lorenz, 100. Ray Suttmeyer, 100.
Bill Lawrence and Harry Lennon, 100 each.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'll donate 100.
All right, 1 second. What's
going to pay for me? So.
Yeah, please print your name if you're willing to come. Right. Put a phone number so we can contact you.
I'll cover Bill Lawrence.
And I am also going to put my name down also for 100. Also, so. All right, and as we go into executive session, please name, phone number. That would be great, and I really appreciate everybody stepping forward with this. Again, here we go. We're all coming together here. This is great. Okay, we're going to get back to some public comment. We got a few more minutes.
You don't want my money?
I do want your money, sir. When we go out to executive session, if you could just come up, print your name, the amount, and your telephone number, we'll be glad to take it. Thank you.
500 from George?
I've been printing for the last 20 years.
500.
Hey. Okay. Can I just have everybody's attention? Alice just brought up a very good point. We have such support from our community. It's not really fair that somebody be, you know, come up here and just sign your name, because I think people should be recognized. Mr. Morrison, Lee, you know,
all
Mr.
Right,
okay.
500.
Tony, 500.
You're good till you get home, right?
Mr. Morrison, your amount?
500.
500?
That's wonderful.
Yes, Bill.
We're here, 70.
100? I think I'm going to become close to you. Yes, and we have another check here. Jim Lorenz, 25. Okay, here we go. Okay. Anybody else?
150.
Excuse me?
150.
Okay. All right. If you're want to, you know, donate some money, I'm going to go back to public comment, but just, you know, put like five fingers up. I won't mean 500. Counting? 100? Okay. Ellen, thank you.
Did Mr. Lorenz's brother,
he gave
$25
for
Strawberry? Oh, your son?
Well, as long as we can do $25, I can do it. Okay. Alice, very good. Thank you. You've got it right across from the board. I'll do $100. You will? Okay. Janet? excuse me. All right, we still got more coming.
I'll collect the money.
Yes, yeah. Steve and Tara, 100. Tara just said they're not each, just together.
Can we get our budget down during budget time? Just ask.
Who do we make the check down to?
Tony Carroll.
Delivered to the supervisor's office so we can check off with everybody.
Office.
Just my office. Oh, okay. As long as it's made out to the town of Caro, it's not John Coyne. So.
There you go. When do you so, need a-
just put in the comments, put fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah, that's all. On your comments, on your checks. We would like, honestly, if everybody could get them here by close of business.
Here we go. What's today? We go to Wednesday here, and it's the 20th.
Yeah, please. Close the business tomorrow. No. Everybody, keep the momentum going. Today is the
20th. The Wednesday, the 20th. Yeah. So maybe where your thumb is, your...
Yep, the 25th. Close the business on Monday if we could. Okay?
You are closed. It's a holiday.
Okay, Tuesday.
26th.
The 26th. Okay? But if you could, we know everybody here.
Fireworks. Oh, it's April 8th.
Okay.
Right. Yep. We might have to increase. Tal? Tal? Tal Rapulet has donated $200.
Economic times, we won't have to cut back of a 4th of July celebration. We'll have a better one than in the past.
Yeah. Make sure everybody's there.
Very, very good. And this whole meeting has been like this. Everybody helping one another, and it just finished this way right now. And this is just great. This makes you feel good. Deb?
Just quickly, just wanted to thank Janet for her work on the resolution.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Janet. Good work. All right. All right. Does anybody...
The resolution for St. Edmunds, though. We talked about it, but we didn't do that.
St. Edmunds.
For the committee?
Yep.
Just before we go.
Okay. We need the committee for...
I think I maybe just didn't get...
Okay. This is... we spoke about this before. This is the committee to kind of oversee St. Edmunds... you know, kind of work with the town board,
for different ideas. The town board will appoint a 5-member committee, and it's further resolved that the committee will choose the chairperson by majority vote, and the town board by resolution to plan for restoration before funding is applied for, and is further resolved that no structural, cosmetic, or site work will be formed without the resolution of the town board. I think that's fair in saying that, that they don't do any work that's going to be done up there needs to come before us before it's done.
Right. I just don't want it to dilute work that we need to be done
in other places. Right. Like no, town hall, you know. But I think that's worded properly, that they need to come to us before right. anything is done.
And they'll be looking for funding, and they'll have the manpower.
Power to do it and things like that. All right. I'll make that motion that we go ahead with this resolution. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Can we get that money going to do on that that exhaust fan? Can we?
Yes, at the workshop I have the Alice. It's good.
I know.
I have two books.
So at the workshop to open it
and approve it.
Okay, and we've told both parties that we maybe want this done
that
pronto.
They so both know that.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's still a chance we're in the running before
absolutely.
It gets too hot.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Slater.
If I knew it was going to be so good, I would offer $5,000. But no, I know you already made the resolution.
Okay, excuse me. We have one final question, then we have to go into executive session.
It's just a comment. I know you made the resolution on the sidewalks, so you don't have to keep doing every time they add a piece of sidewalk someplace. Mm-hmm. You might, if you put all existing and future sidewalks between whichever
end.
Like, say, 30, the lane of 32 or the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
That way you wouldn't have to keep doing that.
Okay, that's a good point.
Just a comment.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Are we going to make the appointments after executive session?
Yes, we are. So the public knows we are going into executive session to discuss planning board appointments and other things. So if the public is interested to stay, we will be making those appointments when we come out. And there are other issues pending in executive session with the building department. Okay. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. And if you're leaving, thank you again for all your support for these fireworks.